Welcome back, everybody. Today we're doing something a little different.
Different how? Color me intrigued.
Well, we're going to be taking a deep dive into a children's story.
A story. I love those.
Yeah. So this is a really cute one. It's about a boy named Milo and his talking cactus.
Hold on. Did you say a talking cactus?
That's right. So Milo, he's got this backyard, right? And it's full of all kinds of plants, like, you know, sunflowers.
Oh, those are cheerful.
Yeah, and roses, all different colors.
Oh, roses, classic.
Right. But then right smack in the middle of it all, there's this cactus.
Okay, I see where this is going.
And the thing is, all the other plants, they're, you know, kind of lively and bright.
Yeah.
But this cactus, he just stands there, quiet as can be.
Sounds a bit grumpy.
A little bit, yeah. And so one day, Milo is out watering his plants, giving the sunflowers a good soak, the roses a nice sip.
Keeping them happy.
Exactly. But when he gets to the cactus, he just gives it a tiny splash of water.
Oh, I bet the cactus wasn't too thrilled about that.
Well, you're right. Because suddenly, as Milo's about to move on, he hears this voice, and it's coming from the cactus.
No way. What did it say?
It says, "Hey, why do I only get a little sip? It's not fair."
Uh-huh.
In this kind of crackly, like dry leaves kind of voice.
I love it. That's such a great way to describe it. You know, that unexpected voice, that's where the story really grabs you.
Totally. So, of course, Milo's shocked. He's like, "Whoa, you can talk." And the cactus, you know, even though he's a bit grumpy.
Still a little bit peeved about the water situation, I imagine.
Oh, for sure. But it's also pretty smart. And he starts explaining to Milo why cacti don't need as much water as other plants.
This is where things get interesting.
Right. So the cactus explains that cacti can actually store water inside their thick stems, like having their own little water bottle built in.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's amazing. And then he tells Milo about his spines, you know, how those sharp points protect him from thirsty animals who might try to take a bite.
Makes sense. You wouldn't want to mess with those spines.
Nope. And so hearing all this, Milo is completely amazed. He's like, "Wow, you're like a super plant." And the cactus, well, let's just say he puffs up with pride.
Rightfully so. It's not every day you find out you're a super plant.
That's kind of the turning point, you know. From then on, Milo and the cactus, they become the best of friends.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, they spend all their time together, the cactus teaching Milo all sorts of spiky fun facts. And Milo, well, he learns that even someone who seems prickly on the outside can be pretty amazing once you get to know them.
That's a great lesson for everyone, especially kids.
Exactly. So the next time you see a cactus, remember, it's not just a prickly plant. It's a super plant with a whole bunch of cool secrets.
Who knows? If you listen closely enough, maybe you'll even hear one whispering a spiky fun fact to you. Just imagine, what other stories might the plants around us be waiting to tell?
You know, that's a really great question. What do you think, listeners? Could you imagine your own plants talking? What kinds of stories would they tell you? Thanks for joining us for this slightly different, but hopefully just as fun, deep dive.
It's been a pleasure exploring the world of talking cacti. Until next time, keep those ears open. You never know what you might hear.
Bye, everyone.